Pat, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Tony. I'm great.
All right. Tell me what you learned from that two-day hearing.
It was a very skillful political act, basically. As people in the government realize, if you just come flat out and say, we want to nationalize all the assets and private retirement accounts, people aren't going to buy it or go along with it. So the general plan is to do it in small steps. The first plan step, which was part of the process at the hearings the last 2 days, is to discuss the turning of private retirement plan assets into annuities when people retire, where when the person dies, there's no assets left for the people to pass on to their heirs. The following steps will involve the changing of the retirement plan assets into U.S. government treasury retirement bonds, described as being a way of protecting people's retirement assets rather than saying the obvious thing, which is the government wants to get the their hands on the assets in return for a promise to pay something back down the road. But the hearings went on for 2 days, which gave a lot of brokerage companies and financial houses, for instance, the opportunity to make minor complaints saying you don't want to make it mandatory that people have to get annuities when they retire, and you know you should have this or that option available, rather than attacking the entire concept of having the government eventually nationalize all retirement assets. So as a result, the hearings got almost no news coverage, which was the plan. But another well-planned political move was there's an organization called Retirement USA, which was a coalition of labor unions and pension advocates that had a news release in Washington, D.C. yesterday, where they say that retirement plans are $6.6 trillion short of the assets they need for people to be able to afford to retire. Depending on your assumptions, the numbers vary, but it is true that their retirement asset funds are severely underfunded in general. But this is part of the plan to get Americans fearful that unless they do what the government says, they're not going to have enough money to retire on.
All right, so. Pat, I have a question for you. I received a nasty email about this saying that this radio show was promoting this as propaganda. As you know, the focus of this show is to be non-biased. There are three sides to every story, one side of the story, the other side, and the truth. And we aimed to be fair and balanced to find out that truth. This email claims that you and Dr. Jerome Corsi, who we had on the program, who said the same thing as you, that you folks are inaccurate in your information, that the government is trying to actually help citizens save money for their retirement, and that you and Mr. Corsi are kind of overstepping your bounds and knowledge of what really is. What makes you so sure that this is a plan that is being put in place to eventually voluntarily and non-voluntarily take retirement funds and use them to pay for government programs or to pay down the federal deficit?
Well, the main reason I have for saying that is that's exactly what the advocates of nationalizing retirement plans have said they plan to do. First, you start off with voluntary actions, and then eventually go to the second, third, and fourth step, and it ends up there. The process would be very similar to the way that the Social Security program was sold to the American public back in 1935 as not affecting very many workers, to becoming almost mandatory for almost all workers nowadays. Or the Income Tax Act was originally sold as affecting maybe 1% of the population. and that obviously has grown. So I tend to believe people when they say their ultimate goal is to nationalize all private retirement assets.
Well, there are a couple of bills floating out there. One, H.R. 6099, which was co-sponsored by Earl Bomnauer of Oregon, and it basically says that under the plan, employees would be required to save money via a government program if they were not doing so with their company on a voluntary basis. And so if you look at it from your side, the information is out there that we could be going down that path. But I think what you've been trying to tell us for weeks is we should be concerned about our retirement monies and we should be looking into this.
Absolutely.
And where can people go, Pat, to find out more information about this and to voice their concerns?
The Employee Benefit Security Administration, as part of the Department of Labor, broadcast the hearings the last 2 days live. They probably have the video available on their website. I believe it's www.dolfordepartmentoflabor.gov/EBSA. And then you follow the menu choices to actually view the comments of the hearing.
All right, Pat. Pat, we've got to run. This has been awesome information. We're going to stay in touch with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.